The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on a Monday morn is the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You all right, Nick?
I am very well, thank you.
Yeah, just got someone asking on Twitter, no Sunday in the crypt. No, it was my fault, because essentially I had late night, I didn't get up early, and I missed the thing. We normally record it early Sunday morning, and I wasn't on the ball. I apologise, maybe we'll do something else in the week, I don't know, if we get to it. Right, so Nick, looking at stocks and charts here. First one, it's Phalanx Group, that's cybersecurity, FLX. They came out with their annual report, and they will be on the podcast later, actually. So, FLX, what's it looking like on the chart?
FLX, so we've had a really, so we've come back, you know, retest the 200-day moving average. We got above the 200-day moving average last October. We had a really nice rally off it. We've come back to retest it in June, and we're bouncing. But you see how the bounce is kind of choppy and overlapping? We've got rejected at the 61.8 Fibonacci retracement. So potentially, we've got support here at 729 and a maybe a little bit lower on a retest of that 200-day at 6.6. I'd like to see 6.6 hold a support for another leg higher. Otherwise, I think that we see another leg of correction and we potentially retest the lows at and 5.5.
Okay, wow. It's a bit of a drop there.
I mean, no. This is just coming back to retest and find support. Mm. And then, I mean, retest that level before we turn higher. Mm. This stock is set to go higher on every time frame. You know, if you look at the weekly moving averages, the 20s above the 50, it all looks good. And I think that, you know, 6.6 level is a great level to buy. I've just put an alarm on it and I'm going to be looking at it. But yes, just a little bit of a setback today, but a setback to support. We could potentially turn higher from right here.
Okay, marvellous stuff. Next one is Safran Energy. They've announced some updated production numbers, and they're quite impressive. 104% up on the production of gas from the fields they got there from the last quarter to this quarter. So SRON, what do you reckon?
SRON hasn't been trading very long, and it's been in this decline. And the first time it tried to rally, it stalled at the 50-day moving average, and that's where we've stalled at again today. So what I would like to see is it get above that 50-day moving average, because I think there's potential to go much higher. It's made an ABC correction lower, which is bullish. That's just the first thing. So I think we'll come back, fill the gap. 4.6 is really good support to buy again, and let's have another go. But a close above 5.5 is a bullish reversal. Mm-hmm. And we should continue higher to 6.7 and 7.4 next, but potentially new highs from an ABC.
Yeah, it was majorly oversold on the RSI, wasn't it? So
it was majorly oversold, yeah.
Okay, all
it
right.
It was. But the gap higher today, I think it's just, as we look at it now, it's just coming back to fill the gap, and it should continue higher.
Marvellous. And the last one is Sirius Petroleum. What do you reckon? SRSP is the thing here. It's quite a nice uptrend, isn't it, from almost like July last year. It's a couple of spikes, but it's still in the uptrend, even after dips, you know?
It is. You know, it's held its highs really nicely. And what it's done is it's traded sideways in a range while this 200 moving average catches up. So we're still in this sideways range. And I think that, you know, what we might see, because it's summer, is just one more drift lower before we make a turn higher. You know, it's this time of year, it's really annoying. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're sitting above all these moving averages. Like, as long as we hold above that round number 1.0, this should continue higher, and it might break out. If it gets back below 1.0, though, I think there's a risk we retest the bottom of the range before we rally again. So, you know, the structure's bullish. As long as we hold above that 200-day, everything looks great. It's just summer drifting before the next push.
Marvellous stuff. Well, Nicola, listen, you can put the company, the charts and the company pages, and send me them as well. I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.